Happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the Drivecast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint, and I do most of the teaching at our Lewis Center campus, and I appreciate you taking the time to start off your week investing in your relationship with God and choosing spiritual intimacy over just spiritual activity. And today we're looking at a passage in John chapter 18, and you know it includes some denials of Jesus. You've got the denial of Judas whenever he chooses the 30 pieces of silver over his Savior. And Judas decides that it's time for him to get out. He's had this dream of being wealthy, and he was going to do that because he was the treasurer of the disciples. John says he used to skim money off the top and keep it for himself. And so Judas betrays Jesus for 30 pieces of silver, the cost of a common slave on the open slave market. Simon Peter denies Jesus, right in, he does that just kind of to save his own skin, just because he's nervous. And both of these men, Judas and Simon Peter, they stand in direct contrast to Jesus. Whenever Jesus is questioned, Jesus actually says in the Garden of Gethsemane, right, I am he, hearkens us back to God and his statement to Moses, all the way back in Exodus chapter 3, whenever Jesus is challenged about calling himself God, he stands up to the challenge. He refuses to defend himself to Pilate when he's questioned during the trial because he knows who he is. He understands his identity. That's what allows him to go to the cross. He understands who he is. He understands his mission then. He understands why he's sent because of who he is. And in that, it allows Jesus not to run, not to fear, not to turn in difficult moments. And so I thought today we would spend a little more time maybe than usual praying. And instead of me praying and then giving you the opportunity to pray, I'd rather take a little time today just to guide us through a couple of different, maybe a couple of different prayers this morning. So I'm going to pray for us, and then I'll give you the opportunity to pray. And then I'm going to pray for us again and give you the opportunity to pray. And then we'll do that a third time as well. Father, today, as we begin a new week, I pray that we will lock our identity in on who you say that we are your sons, that we are your daughters, that we alongside of Jesus can say in the most critical moments, Lord, that we know that we belong to you. So I wonder maybe if there's any area of your life this morning where you're listening to something the enemy has said at the identity level about who you are that is different than what God says about who you are. And maybe just take a minute to pray right now. Lean into your identity as God's son, as God's daughter, primarily in your relationship with the Lord against anything the enemy has said to you. And then as you're doing that, maybe take some time just to reflect on the cross. God, we are so grateful for your mercy and your grace. Grateful for, God, the ways that you suffered in our place. You were our substitute. You're our sufficiency. You're the one, Lord, who answered God's wrath for our sin, not yours, but ours. And so today, God, we praise you. We lean into that mercy and lean in to that forgiveness. You know, Jesus says here in John 18, you know, one of the things that he says that, man, he says, I've spoken clearly. He said, I'm not taught anything in secret. He said, everything I've spoken openly in the synagogue. And what it's like to live a life without secrets. And so maybe today you have a secret. You have something that only you know about, or at least you think you're the only one who knows. Obviously, our God knows. And so I'm going to pray for us. I'm going to pray for our secrets, and then I'll give you the time to close in prayer. Lord, I pray this morning for the secrets that we hide, the things that we hold on to, the things that no one, humanly speaking, knows about. But God, you know. And so we come to you today openly asking for you to give us more boldness, courage, faith, God, to walk away, to step away, to not have secret hidden things in our lives that are in any way dishonoring to you or out of alignment with what you have for our best. God, that's what we want. We want the abundant life that you died to provide for us. Now you take the opportunity to pray.